home. I appreciate that.
Sometimes we put marriage on the back burner. Y'all don't know what a back burner, because most of y'all didn't come up with no fireplace. But anyway, but marriage is so important.
Amen.
So important. It's important to, it ought to be, it's so important to God. It's important to God. If it's important to God, you are every man, every husband, every wife. So if that's important to God, it got to be important to me. Got to be. Got to be. Got to be. I think and praise God, He allowed me and my wife to be together for 41 years.
Amen.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And you know, and I can say, man, it had to be by grace. And my wife can say back, it had to be by grace.
Amen.
How can they say that to one another? Man, because you go down through some stuff. You go up and down around. But by the grace of God,
yes,
we withstood the test. And we're still here. Amen.
Amen.
We do give honor to God, to our pastors, to each of you. It's a blessing for us to be standing before you. To my husband, like he said, 41 years, which we have certainly weathered some storms and faced some difficult time, but we are stronger now, and we are growing, and that's because we just stay with it. We don't quit. We just stay with it. And in the early part of our marriage, when it was really, just really, really, really rough, well, I prayed for God to bless our marriage and let our marriage be a blessing to other marriage. That was my prayer. So it is a prayer answer for us to be standing before you today. It's a blessing from God. And with marriage, with divorce rate, higher than ever, and it's increasing, even among church folk. And the devil is certain, with certainty, doing everything he can to minimize marriage. He don't want marriage to be. We want to encourage you this evening in your marriage. And this is what God has given me. This is what God gave me for the ladies. And when he told me to do this, I thought, anyway. To the ladies, Proverbs 10, just a few verses out of that chapter, beginning at the 10th verse. Proverbs 10, and I'm going to give you exactly what I feel in my spirit that God has given me. And it's talking about a virtuous woman. It said, who in this day and time can find a virtuous woman? Who is a virtuous woman? She is one with high moral standards. Say, that's me. The Lord is saying, I want you to be that kind of woman in this day which we live. I want you to be an example for other married women, especially to the young married couples. Say that. I want you to be a light, not just a light, but a beacon light, a light that give a warning signal to the world. Say that.
That's me.
A light that says, I am committed to God and my marriage. You ask, why is the Lord saying this? It is because of your price. A virtuous woman's price is high. It's far above rubies. And you know rubies are very expensive. And it is a precious stone. And when something is precious, it has great value. The Lord say, your marriage is precious to Him. Ask yourself, lady, why am I so valuable and precious to God? Matthew 19:5. God said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother. And you know, that's one of the most important relationships in the world, a father and mother. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife and become one flesh. They are no more two, but one. And what God has joined together, let not man put asunder. You ask, why shouldn't I be put asunder? Just let it go. Forget it. Don't fool with it. It's not working. It's too hectic. It's more trouble than it's worth. Genesis 2:18. The Lord God said, it is not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him. Ladies, God said, you are just right for your man. Look at your husband and say, I'm just right for you. I'm just right for you, huh? A virtuous woman husband has full confidence in her and like nothing. A virtuous woman husband has full confidence in her and like nothing of value. Why doesn't he like anything of value? It's because your adorning or your beauty is not your outward appearance, but it is your hidden beauty of your heart. And that hidden beauty is God-fearing, meaning you have respect for God. And that respect causes you to be in subjection to your own husband. Say to my own husband. Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, means she respect him. And that's who daughter we are if we do well. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. Means she make him proud.
Say that to me.
But a disgraceful wife is like decaying in his bone, meaning it hurts him.
Say, that's not me.
She brings him good and not harm all the days of her life. How does she do this? She speaks with wisdom, meaning she's not a foolish woman. She always looked for ways to be a blessing to her husband. And faithful instruction is on her tongue. She gives godly advice, encouraging other young married women to love their husband and to fear God.
Say that's me.
She takes care of the affairs of her own household. Not someone else's house, her own. Why? Because she is clothed with strength and honor. She wears respect like a garment. She's highly respected herself and her husband and her children. She does not have a hoochie mama mentality.
Say that.
She makes sure her family is taken care of. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hand to the needy.
Say that's me. That's me.
Many women do noble or good things, but I surpass them all. This virtuous woman surpassed them all. She is not just an ordinary woman. She is a God-fearing, Holy Ghost-filled woman who knows their God.
Say that's me.
That's me.
And a woman that fear God shall be praised.
Say that's me.
That's me.
Amen. Well, thank God.
Well, men, let's go home. Got it made now. Woman know all what she's supposed to do now. We can relax. Step back. Take it easy. Hallelujah. Thank you. What a word. You shut the you close up my
I'm sorry.
Okay, I got you now.
You must sit right here.
You want to bring your chair? Okay. One thing Paul said. He said a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Mm-hmm. For here's the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believes. And when I say I appreciate the way y'all did this evening, do you know a lot of things we don't do because we are ashamed? We're ashamed. We're ashamed. We're ashamed. We're, as a born-again believer who God in tell us what to do and how to do it. We kind of, if I walk down the street with my wife holding her hand, that's uncommon, AJ. That look kind of stupid. Long as they've been married 40 years and still walking down the street holding hands to red, that's kind of stupid. It's kind of stupid to the world. Sometimes, like I say, we are ashamed. When I say ashamed, sometimes our spouse just don't operate the way they're supposed to operate. So we get put in a position, hey, that man or that woman doing all that, and you putting up with it, we become intimidated. Who's saying that? It ain't God, team. I guarantee you it ain't God saying that. It's the devil. The word say the devil is a liar. He could not tell the truth. So who you gonna believe? The world wanna throw us out. Mm-hmm. Hebrews say you ought to take heed to what you have heard. If you hear the word of God over and over again, God really instructed them. It's just plain and simple that he can do. Love your wife. Sometimes we can tell a man, love your dog. Be good to him. Feed him. Do this, do that. And we take heed to it. Easy. And we won't let them go hungry. We will keep them water. And we will respond to what was said. But when they say, love your wife, it looks like it comes, man, like a pressure to us. It just overwhelms. How do, and it go way back, y'all. It go way back. I'm telling you, it go back. Way back. Because we were raised up not seeing things being done godly. That men, ungodly men just did women any kind of way. But one thing about the old women, I appreciate them. Yes, it was one thing about them old women. It was one thing about them old women, him. They toughened it out. They didn't give up. They cut. They toughened it out. Not like the young people doing today. I told them this morning, It's different than a contract and having a covenant. It's so different, man. I'm telling you. Man, you can get a contract and be out of it next week. But a covenant, man, will be an everlasting covenant. You just don't jump in and out of it. Keep closing up my book.
Sounds like you're an
actor. I'm excuse you. You know, I've been asking my wife about the woman at the well a lot. The Samaritan woman that Jesus met at the well. I keep on coming to me for some reason. Her and Jesus had a conversation. Why the disciples gone into town, her and Jesus, and she said, man, why you ask me for a drink of water? So you know, us and them don't even have no dealing with you. So he said, well, but they went on talking. And Jesus was telling about this water. Him, man, say, if you can drink of this water, you can say, the water I'm talking about, you can never thirst. And they were just having a good conversation. That's in John 4, chapter 10. Yeah. And they were just talking, man. Good conversation. And the woman got real interested in what Jesus was saying. I hope y'all can hear what I'm saying. And he said, and the woman come to him, say, this is so good, Jesus. Say, give it to me. It's what are you talking about? Let me have it, Jesus. Oh, it's so wonderful. It's so magnificent. And she asked, so you just let, in other words, I can just see Jesus pour it all on me. And Jesus said, hey, go burn your hood. I keep asking my wife, wonder why he asked it. You know, she was just why he said, go bring your hummer with you. She just asked me, man, I want this here. And the woman said, Lord, Jesus, I'm telling you, man, it's I'm about, man, knowing Jesus Christ. And the woman is being transformed right now in the form of Jesus, in the just in his presence. And the woman said, Lord, I don't have one. Don't help her. Woo, glory. Sometimes, man, I'm telling you, man, you ought to catch a hold to Jesus. And, you know, you just want to one. You just want to grab hold to him and find out. And Jesus told the woman, say, woman, you spoke the truth. And sometimes we just run from the truth. We just don't want to know the truth. He told the woman, say, you had fire. Five of me say the one you got now don't belong to you. That woman had to get a knowledge and a revelation to tell Jesus that. She had to. So if Jesus said, told Jesus, I got, I got, he probably said, man, woman, what's wrong with you? What's your problem? What's going on with you? It had come to a point in our life, and I'm telling you, well, marriage, it just weak. It don't mean nothing to us. The word don't mean anything to us. But we just can't hold to the word. You got to understand your responsibility is to God. It is totally up to God, a God Almighty, who loved you, who gave his son for you. Sometimes we always try to find out, yeah, it's my father, the reason I can't go far. If he or she wouldn't do this, I wouldn't do that. Now, your responsibility is totally left up to Jesus to save you. He really did. He saved you. He delivered you. That you might have life. And while we arguing and fussing and doing all other kind of stuff, Pastor, the world, man, is getting away. Sometimes you ought to stop and think just how valuable is our oneness is. That us two make one, we all want to know, hey, just how valued that is. It brings peoples into the kingdom of God. It brings peoples into the kingdom of God. I'm telling you to. That's why you don't take your married life or take it, because you want to give up on it. And you want a mama. And you want a grandma. And you want to complain. But man, you ought to come to the conclusion, say, hey, look at here. I love God. Bottom line, I love God. I love my wife. It ain't no if and and about it. Do we have a problem? Yes, we have a problem. Yes, you have a problem. It wasn't easy for Jesus. But Pastor stayed with it. He stayed with it. The word say, man, we ought to represent Jesus. That's what he's saying. He say we ought to love our wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for us. That's what the word say. That's what the word say. That's what the word say. You cannot back up off the word. Listen here. The word say this here too. And he say his word, sometimes, because this happened to that person, and something happened to this person, and this ain't going through this here, and we want to back up off the word. God say, my word is forever settled. Don't care who it is. If bitches decided to get a divorce today, God's word is still true. His God's word is still God's word. He's saying if he hated divorce, he hated divorce. It's just that simple. You can't compromise with the word of God. Adam, Eve. Hallelujah. Adam, Eve. That was two, but they made one. They made one. George, Lucy. We made one. And that's a powerful. That one of the powerful you that can be. I told him this morning, man, everything else on the face of this earth, when it comes to your spouse, ought to be secondary. We can't think like that, Tim. But man, if we get that in our heart, Pastor, in our spirit, that we are righteousness made in the righteousness of God, that our marriage is real, is righteous. I got a righteous marriage. I got a holy marriage. I got a marriage come from heaven. I am light. I tell you what. I talked to my wife. Hollywood about to take over. They feed us anything, Pastor. They'll tell you you can have this and you can do that. It don't make no difference how you do this and how you do that, how you wear your clothes. When I was talking about them old women, and I appreciate them, they had a standard. They were poor Tim. They were poor little young girl. They got a hug and they saw that devil. Some too shout. They were poor. Said, baby, see a young girl, you done got married. So you don't dress like that now. You got to have some kind of dignity about yourself. You just don't keep on doing what you're doing. You ought to have some respect for your husband and the family and for God. I gotta say, covenant, man, an everlasting covenant. Hallelujah. You have to stay in your role, stay in your place. You got a place to play, he got a place to play. You play your role, let your wife play her role. Sometimes, you know, a lot of time, and I did it, a lot of time when a people's married and one gets saved, and that person who got saved, he hound that person that got saved so bad, he be wanting to say, man, if this here be God, I think I want to go another place. I want to stay somewhere else. I mean, they just put it on. In, day in, day out. You know, what you laughing about? I mean, I know you want them saved. I know you want to say, but you're going at it the wrong way. You're going at it the wrong way. You know what? You ain't going to be the one to get him saved. And you can't make him be saved or him or her be saved. You know who it left up to? It's left up to God. It is on, I mean, you just keep doing what you're supposed to do. You got, like I said, you got your responsibility and you just hold with your responsibility. You just do what you know to do. And that's the will of God. And that's the plan of God. You are praying and interceding. And you don't bag up off the truth. You don't bag up off the truth. Hallelujah. Love your wife. As Christ loved the church and gave himself up. Why? Submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord. You heard my wife read a scripture a while ago saying about how slavery was. I tell my wife this sometimes. I don't believe that law because she don't like me saying that now. But anyway, I'm gonna spare today. She's a good wife, though. I ain't gonna take that from my wife. Was a good wife. You all say that. You know, when I was working at International Paper, that guy would talk about their wife. I know I ain't got a perfect wife, but man, I brag on my wife. I call her young. You see how pretty she still looks? And they say, what? And some say, I know your wife. You ain't got no young wife. I said, I got a young wife. I got a good wife. And they just be fussing on me. Instead of putting your wife down, words come out of your mouth, man. See, you can even sow, or whatever you sow, it's going to come up. And what you sometimes we don't understand, you can say, my husband, this here. My husband, my wife, this here. And you just always putting them in a position, man, that they, that what you're planning don't come up. It's gonna come up. So you got to speak what? Life! Yeah. You got to speak life. I think I got about one more thing to bring to you. And I'm gonna let you have it. Hallelujah. One more thing. Joy. Joy. The word says you ought to live joy with your wife. I mean, my point, you know, I don't know, you know, how this registered over me, but I always had. Although I didn't come up in a godly home, but man, my heart, my heart is for family. To see him to excel, to exceed, and to know God's will and God's plan, and let God be God in their life. See, it ought to be important to each and every one of our married to see other married men excel. Not just your married. Not just your married. Amen. But the married of the entire world excelling. Yeah. How they even want to say it, brother, y'all? With the word? With only by the word. Amen. So you ought to live joy. So how do you live joyful? And when the word says the joy of the Lord is my strength. And I'm learning this. Because I used to walk around and people say, ask me, say, Joy, what you mad about? I ain't mad. But just look like I'm mad. You understand what I'm saying, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just look like I'm mad. So now I just put it on my face to always try to smile. To always. That's the word of God. Say, hey, you can be going through, I don't care what. You ought to still have joy. Do you remember them disciples when they were beating and whooping Jesus when he was crucified? He stayed still, had joy. He did it with joy. He did it with joy. So my point is, husbands and wives, wherever you at in your marriage, whatever you do, man, just stay in joy. You always got to say what the words say. The joy of the Lord. It is my strength. The joy of the Lord. It is my strength. The joy of the Lord. I mean, when people see us, when see you and your spouse together, you ought to look excited. You ought to look good too. I ain't talking about on the outward. Huh? I ain't talking about on the outward appear. They ought to see, man, the glory of the Lord upon you. The anointing, the power of God flowing through you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. That's about all. Glory to God.